welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you from Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt of papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjure Man Ali of theconjureman.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we're joined by a special guest from the Independent Readers and Root Workers, Co Meadows of CoMeadows.com in Auburn, Alabama, bringing us today's topic on summer prosperity and road opening. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, curate, and remediate your questions and problems about money, career, and spiritual connection using traditional African American folk magic practices of voodoo, conjure, or root work. Signed and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our time. You can learn a lot by Whitaker selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, we'll let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Cat and Conjure Man Ali. Miss Cat?
Hi. Thank you, Papa Newt. I hope it isn't as hot in Omaha as it is in Forestville.
No,
but we just cracked 101 here today.
Wow, it's cool here. We had quite the storm on Friday that really cooled things down, but that's going to be short-lived.
Yeah, it's bad news, man. It's bad news. As my darling husband Nagashiva said, if this keeps up, we just won't be able to sustain life on this planet. And I'm not kidding. I mean, 101 isn't bad for some people, but we're down by the ocean. And we have the redwood trees, and this is supposed to be, you know, a moderate, mild temperature. And it's only June. When I was a kid, it never got above 90 until August. So I'm in a mood about it. Nothing I can do.
We had rain here recently.
Yeah, it even rained. It was, which is a Midwestern type of phenomenon. It's been very strange. So we're doing the best we can. But I'm telling you, phew. So we have a short crew at the shop and church today. We have Claire on duty at Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. Shout out to Claire. Lighting emergency lights for people who need love. People calling in from Starbucks. Hi,
wow.
I'm at Starbucks with my ex, and she's talking calmly to me. Can you do an emergency light? I'm calling from the bathroom at Starbucks. Can you light an emergency light so when I go back to the table and talk with her some more, it'll be okay? And, of course, the answer is yes, we will do that. So in the 101-degree heat, Claire went out and lit the lady a lovely pink candle for her ex to come back to her. Yeah. So that's what's going on at the church. Out at Lucky Mojo, we have Nikki and Nicole and Jenna. And that's it, except for I was there earlier. And we are trying to get things in order, make things, but we are very short-staffed. And, and then we had some guys drop by, a man named Mr. Hoyt. Like, he'd heard about us online because his name is Hoyt, and he looked us up, and Hoyt's cologne, right? So he lives nearby, so he comes on out.
Well,
his brother is an operations guy for Amtrak. So he brings his brother out to see the trains, right? So we had a whole train tour in a moment on the trains, and thank yous to Jenna for running the trains while in the 101 degree heat, because it's painful out there. and we made different things. We're in the midst of making a crown of success and five finger grass products right now today, and fiery wall of protection, everything with a letter F. It's all the letter F except for crown of success. I guess it has five finger grass in it. So I am beat. I am prematurely worn out. I mean, I feel like I'm in Stockton or something. That would be meaningful to people in California. Everybody else doesn't. What are you talking about, Stockton? I feel like I'm in freaking Stockton, okay? I'm in Modesto. This shouldn't be real. I'm in Heavens Forfend. I'm in Bakersfield.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not Bakersfield.
Oh, and if it gets any worse, I'm going to be in Barstow, I swear to God. So how are you doing down there? You got air conditioning, Ali?
Oh, you bet I do. you know me too well. I think for just some context, people should know why did this cat bring up also the heat. The area she's in, North California, it's temperate. It's one of the more temperate areas in California. It doesn't, that's unseasonably hot when it gets that warm. So global warming,
oh, yeah.
It's real. People try to deny it. And, we live in an era where people aren't really focused on environmental justice or they're forgetting about it, at least the people in power. But let me tell you, it has real effect, and more so than just heat. A lot of people, a lot of analysts who are looking at things like, for example, the genocide in Darfur will argue that one of the biggest contributing factors of that was not actually ethnic tensions, but lack of water resources as a result of global warming, right, and fighting for those water resources. So this is something that we should all bear in mind. I think, Ms. Kat, you've kind of woken us up this Sunday to the realities of global warming and climate change. And, got to get mobilized on that.
Oh, yeah. People don't remember history. They don't know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. And poor little Claire, she's fairly new at the church, and she comes walking up, little thin little young girl, just 19 years old, and she goes, "How can I get some water?" And I'm like, "What?" Like, put a cup under the tap and turn. And I thought, maybe she wants some of that, mineral-free Fiji water. I mean, I said, "I don't have plastic bottles of water for you. Just turn on." She goes, "But what cup can I use?" And I thought, that sweet little child. She had seen all my fancy cups, and she didn't want to use one of Miss Cat's famous special fancy cups from the 1880s. So I felt so sad. I pointed her to the regular old cups. I said, "Here's a regular old fancy, and they're fancy too, but different. They're modern fancy, right?" I said, "Here you go. Here's a regular cup, and you can just turn on the tap and water will come out." Then I found there was a whole flat of plastic water jugs left over from the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. And I said, "If you like plastic water, there you go. But I don't like to drink that plastic water. I don't. Mm-hmm. It tastes like plastic." Well, anyway, that's our story for today. We're sweltering. So
yes, we are.
We have a wonderful guest, and God knows what's the temperature down there. We'll find out. So with us today is Co Meadows, who has been out.
Hello, how are you all?
Hi. Now, you've been out here for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. You saw it when it was unseasonably cool.
Yes.
But tell me, I guess everyone talks about the weather. What's it like in Alabama today?
Well, you guys would be highly upset. It's only 80 degrees here.
Oh, dang. You got all the good weather.
Well, as Papa Newford said, there was a line of horrible storms that came through not too long ago. But although it's 81 degrees outside, you got to think we have the humidity of I can't even explain where it comes from, but it is not of a nice place.
Well, when I used to live in the Missouri Ozarks down by the Arkansas border, they'd always say, "It ain't the heat, it's the humidity."
Yep.
That's it. Well, all right, folks, Co has brought us the topic, and always the topic is brought to us by our guest. So summer prosperity and road opening with Co Meadows. I'm just going to say a couple of things here. Prosperity is something people usually ask for at the New Year's because they want to get off to a good start for the year. But in the summer, they think vacations. But many of us do work all year round, and for many of us, summer is a time, for instance, people in school, summer is the time when they get that extra summer job, and summer is a time when there are customers on the move. In other words, if you have a retail store like I do, summer is the time when customers are walking in the doors, and so summer prosperity is a special kind of prosperity, and I love the fact that you called that out for what it is. And road opening, that is to open your new paths while the weather is presumably good. So take it away, Co, and tell us what you bring to us, and then we'll pitch in a little bit with some of our ideas too.
Awesome, great. Okay, so as you mentioned, the summer isn't normally thought of to be a time to go and do prosperity work. You know, like you said, it is definitely one of the beginning of the new year situation. I want to start everything all over new, and I want to be prosperous. But especially people of our, how my family works, we were very much people of the land. So it's very important that we work with the seasons, even how
mm-hmm.
we eat. People wanted to know, oh, my gosh, how are you so healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has these summer colds. Well, it's because we don't go and eat these processed foods. We eat what the earth gives us and whatever it is for that season. You know, so it's very important to work according to the seasons, work according to the time that you're living in at that particular moment. I mean, even as simple as, and this could just help anyone who has allergies, do your very best to take a teaspoon or a tablespoon of honey, but local honey in your area, and that will subside a lot of your allergies. These kind of things from herbal workings with that type of stuff or whatever else to the actual magical side of things, it's important to work with the seasons. Now, the reason the summer is so important and the reason why I wanted to bring summer road opening prosperity is because when I think about the summer, I think about the success card in the tarot deck. And
mm-hmm.
I think about happiness, I think about joy, I think about success.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing that people, and success can be success with money, success with love, success with an abundance of variety of things. It can be any topic of success. But what people often mess up is they want to fix problems versus preparing and working them throughout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when people want to have a successful love relationship. I need road opening for love because now all my roads are blocked. Well, if you were road opening and cleansing on a regular, you may not have this big issue to work with now. So if you learn to road open and learn to clear and to cleanse on a regular basis, you are, in essence, creating you're clearing the garden to place down fertile ground to plant your seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's very important to go about it in that way. So that is the point of summer road opening. Clear the grounds right now. Let's cleanse everything now because you got to think about this. You got all these holidays is coming up in less than 100 days
mm-hmm.
or right over 100 days. So you need to be preparing for the fall. And a lot of people, too, don't realize this as well in regards to road opening, especially for the summer, and crops and gardening and things, is there is a harvest in the summer that you have, and then there's a harvest in the fall. So there's
mm-hmm.
actually time in the summer to plant certain seeds for the fall. That is a large majority of what I want to do, you know, in regards to summer prosperity. Here in Alabama, I do this. I do not follow the Wiccan traditions at all or whatever. However, I do enjoy using the term, and maybe this is not a Wiccan term, and maybe y'all can school me on it. I know a lot of stuff. I don't know everything. But you know, the summer solstice. I always have a summer solstice party.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
every
so,
summer
I'll, let me school you real quick. That's ancient Roman. Just
okay.
means the sun stands still. It's Latin. So that ain't Wiccan, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Well, even better. So moving right along. every summer I do a summer solstice party at my house, and I will do a everyone gets a gift when they leave here. So one year I did gris-gris for everyone, gris-gris bags, because some people think gris-gris is only a bag, but it's actually a type of magic. So anyways, I would make these little mojo hands for everyone for summer prosperity. And it was a road opening, and people got jobs and relationships manifested, and it took them right on into the fall and into the holidays. That was And they just loved it. And I thought to myself, you know, right now it's almost about that time. I think it would be a great topic. I have a variety of different herbs and tools that you could actually use during this time for road opening.
All right. Well, let me just jump in here for just a second, because you brought up a couple mm-hmm. things I want to touch on. Number one is first harvest and second harvest. Actually, in California, we have three harvests. We have our spring harvest of things that were planted. Yeah, we got a long season.
Mm-hmm.
We have things that were planted in the winter that we harvest in the early spring. That would be things like lettuce, which we ship all over the country. Right? Then we have our early summer harvest, and that would be things like the cherries and the strawberries and things that are often perennial crops that flowered in the spring, and then they made a crop. And often they are fruits, but they also can be some vegetables. And then we have our third harvest, which is things that are frost sensitive that we planted out, like tomatoes, and that then
mm-hmm.
they make a fall harvest. And then we go even a little bit later, we have the grape harvest, which is even after that. So we have a longer harvest season than in some parts of the country, but the concept of first harvest and second harvest is good every place, even in the farther northern climates. So what we're talking now is first harvest, and these are the things that would be I always associate with this with cards like the Four of Wands in the Tarot deck, which shows the people rejoicing with the fruits and the flowers.
Yeah.
You know, it's the early harvest, as opposed to the Three of Cups, which is the later harvest with the pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I like to align myself with the seasons. I did not grow up Wicca. They didn't even have Wicca when I was a kid. But I did grow up living on in the country and gardening and farming. And so there are things that you can do that put yourself in alignment with the seasons. And I always say when spring is growing and the days of the are growing longer, the daylight is growing longer, that's like the moon being on the waxing moon. That's the sun, more or less. The daylight is waxing. When you get to the summer solstice, the days get shorter, and that's a time to then start to remove things. So we're working up to the solstice. We're now in that intense time right before the summer solstice. So all the works of increase can be done at this time. Regardless of the moon, they would be done by the sun. I had just throw that in.
Miss, can I have a question? Personally feel, and Tajaman Ali as well, I personally feel when you work with the seasons or when you're doing certain prosperity work, whether it's the summer or whatever season is, or just work in general, when you do sort of align yourself with the seasons, with the moon, with the sun, that the shade, the power, the intention, the motive behind it is more amplified?
Yes, I teach this, and it's just really the way I was told, that there are many ways you can do timing. You can go by the time of day. You can go by the time of the clock. I think I worked out there's, you know, basically seven kinds of timing. Your own birthday year is another kind of timing, from your birthday to your birthday, whenever your birthday is. And these types of timing, I consider them to be like a breeze or a wind, or maybe like a current in a river.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to set a good time running track, you want to run with the wind behind you. You will run faster. And if you run into the wind, you will run slower. Just enough that it'll make the difference between a world record and not a world record. And they sometimes disqualify track races if there's too much headwind or too much tailwind. They go, oh, that way ain't going to work, right? So I love it because if you're working, for instance, on increase and it's the time of the year where the days are getting longer, get up early. Get up with the sun. This is a long day. This is the day as the day brings me all the blessings. They'll be much, much bigger. But in the winter, you get up and it's kind of cold and it's like late in the morning and the sun's just coming up and you go, oh, I hope I get a little something out of this, right? So, yeah, working with the sun, working with the moon, they add power to your work. You can fight it. You can swim real strong against the current, but you have to know what you're doing. I like to swim with the current. So if you want to cross a river and the current is strong, you start upstream, you go with the current, you come across and get out where you exactly wanted to. See what I'm saying?
I think that's a really, really good description of an explanation of working with the seasons and working with time, working with the moon and the sun. Such a great way of putting it is whether you're working with the flow or you're working against the flow. I knew a client who did work with the seasons, especially in particular with prosperity. And something that she did that was quite interesting was during fall and winter, what she would do is gather money. So whenever she had spare change, whenever she had cash on her, she put it actually in a box, in a sort of like home savings. She'd put it in this box, and she would have herbs in this box, she had roots in this box, and she dusted it, and she powdered it, and every once in a while she would light candles on the box itself, so the box had wax on it. It was actually a metal box. You could buy that anywhere. And she would just keep it there, and then she didn't have an altar or anything like that. She actually kept it under her bed, and then she would take it out and light candles on it or put the change in it. And then during spring or winter, she would start to spend that money. And I always ask her, I said, well, why do you spend the money? She goes, because the money has to flow out and then flow back in. So there's this idea of flow when it came to prosperity and wealth. And she did this every year. And she sometimes for her, it was she put that extra cash in there and she saved, and it was from every little thing, right? Like whether it was $1, $2, or $20, or whatever. She put whatever her loose change, whatever cash she had in that box, and at the end of the, and then during spring and summer, she would spend it. And more often than not, it ended up being things like shopping for new clothes. There's always something new that she would spend it on. So new clothes, new shoes, new hairstyle, whatever, because it was bringing in the change, bringing in the changing seasons. And then towards the end, she started to use it a lot on vacation. Save all that money up and go on a vacation. But that was her way of working with the seasons to bring in prosperity. And she said that since she's been doing it, she's always experienced increase rather than decrease. The money that she puts in the box has increased over the years, allowing her to spend more and more on luxury and new things during the spring and the summer. And that's a really interesting way of working.
That's a very good way.
I think that's beautiful and absolutely amazing. And I love the it sort of reminds me a lot of, I know I've heard it on the radio show before, and a point that I would love to bring up is, you know, when you remove things, you now have a void, and you need to now replace them, you know. So in regards to your road opening for the summer, you know, like you said, saving the money and then spending it, you do need to clear your roads, but once you clear your roads for the summer, you need to put something in that place that you're going to be walking into, you know. So whatever that may be, love or money or success and health or whatever the situation may be, spiritual development, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And also, too, I love the fact that, you know, it was about money and that's where it stood versus going, I'm clearing my roads for money, love, success, health, wealth, husband, children, car, you know, and now you're distracted and you don't know what's going to come to you at what time, you know. So if you're focused on one particular goal and you're putting your energy towards that, it manifests quicker, in my opinion, and more beautifully and more efficiently as well. You're able to retain that blessing or that desire.
I'm gonna
throw in a little something about herbs and plants again. One of the things I was taught to do was that thyme plants bring in money. And a lot of people will grow thyme. Now, thyme doesn't grow real well everywhere, but it'll always grow in a little pot, even if it doesn't grow well outdoors. And I was told whenever you plant thyme, you put a coin under it, and that'll make your money grow. And if the thyme plant dies, well, then you got to get another one. but if you water your thyme plant, and it's called like watering your money, and your money will grow. Now, out here where I live, we can grow thyme outdoors, and I always put a little coin under the thyme plant or whatever. Even on my little railroad layout, I have little pennies under my miniature thyme out there on the railroad layout, because thyme just makes your money grow. That's what they said.
Yes.
I always would like that one. Another one that it's a warm season plant. It doesn't like to be cold. It's a Mediterranean plant. And then another thing that I was taught to do to increase your you know, everyone loves to burn candles. I swear now it's too darn hot to burn candles.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I like to bathe when it's hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a good bath to bring in money, any kind of money-drawing bath that you want to make, and you can make your own, just put a little bit. Some people will use a sugar scrub and then pray for whatever they want because sugar is for sweetness. Put a little bit of, you can put a little bit of cinnamon or nutmeg or any of those little spices in and make a little spicy bath. Another one that people use if they want to have prosperity, they will take dollar bills or coins and put them in the water. Like you can just take a dollar bill, really, and I know this sounds crazy. Take a dollar bill, you write your prayer for more prosperity, more money on it, in a pen, and you put that dollar bill in the bath with you and just let the prayer wash off, the dollar bill wash off. You can hang that. I've seen people do it, and you can hang the dollar bill out to dry. Have you ever gotten, gotten money that looks like it's been washed? You know what I'm saying? In your change?
Yeah.
You wonder, they probably left it in their pocket and put it through the wringer washer. Well, I actually was taught that you can actually wash the money and wash some of the money, the ink from the money, some of the thought from the money, and the words from the money into your bath. Just saying.
That is such a fantastic point. I think a lot of people kind of, because there's also, in addition to bathing with money, there's also sleeping with money, right, or sleeping on a bed of money. This is something that a lot of people do. This was very popular, in particular, in a lot of Black communities, that you were supposed to take your first paycheck, right? You were supposed to cash out the paycheck and sleep on the bed of money, whatever amount that you had, so that the money was warm and friendly and familiar to you and always would remain so. Right, so there was this whole tradition about whether you bathing with money, sleeping on money, all sorts of aspects of working with money that we don't always think of today, right? We don't think of them as spells per se, but these are really old school workings that work fantastically. I also wanted to point out that time thing. Time is really great. If you can get your hands on thyme honey, it's very delicious. It's also really great for any type of money working. But in Virginia, I've talked about how Virginia Conjure, we work a lot with sugar and honey, et cetera. So there's a famous sugar box for love, for family. I've mentioned this on the radio show a dozen times where you write the petition, prayer to God, wrap it around vanilla, place it at the bottom of a sugar box, and then use that sugar box regularly. That's the family one. There is also one for love. And what it is it's actually a coin. Some people use the bell, but most people use the coin because this was in honey. You put a coin, there's no petition paper, you just put a coin, some thyme, into some honey, and you let it set. And you're supposed to not use it at all. You're not supposed to use it during winter or fall, and then you bring it out during springtime. And you use it for all your baking. You put a little spoonful of honey in whatever it is you're baking, any sweets and goods. And you're supposed to eat it. And the idea is to inject the prosperity, the wealth that has been incubating, so to speak, in the honey for those several months. And it was always thyme, and you put a little on and a coin. And it was some people used bills, but it was most people used a coin. So something
that's
really
a good one.
Working. And it's a great one. I wanted to ask both of you, because you mentioned bath, and I thought this was a really great topic we could discuss. Are there particular ways of working that are also tied to deep and prosperity? For example, I know whenever I do my own cleansing, and I didn't even consciously think of it, when I do yearly cleansings, I do them in the fall and I do them in the spring. The fall cleansing tends to be much more oriented towards smoking things and incense, and whatnot, whereas the spring cleaning that I do leading up to the summer of success and whatnot is much more of a scrub. I move things around, dust, I scrub the floors, the walls. Do you do something similar, like where the seasons influence the way you work, your prosperity or road opening?
I sure do. I hear you 100% on that. Co, how about you? Do you do, when you're doing a spring cleaning, you usually do it with a wash or a water, right?
Yes, actually I do, but I tell you what's a little bit, and I'm sure you and most professional workers do this, but I cleanse, especially when you're working with people, you cleanse on a regular. You know, so sometimes I amplify my cleansings Or I cleanse as I normally would, but then I would put certain herbs of incense or curios outside of my front door, creating a powder to bring in whatever prosperity it is I wanted. But it's interesting that you bring this up in regards to the difference in cleansings. I, again, like the idea behind aligning yourself with seasons and even certain elements. You know, for people who, to me, that's born under a water sign, your cleansings mm-hmm. are going to be more bath-oriented. Someone who is more of an air sign and have more air abilities, incense, absolutely.
Mm.
For
mm-hmm.
fire, a lot of people would automatically jump and do a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, when it comes to cleansing with fire, I would typically go with Florida water.
Mm.
And that is to quickly mm-hmm. remove these things out of your way. You know, we've spoken a lot about, you know, the different ways, the different blessings and desires we can have, but I do think it's really important to touch on how to cleanse these roads. And then also with earth, dirt. Just like you can do foot trap magic for someone to get them away from you, you can have a powder, a sachet powder, that you can create or get Lucky Mojo or wherever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, walk into that, walk into your success, walk into your protection, walk into your opulence, whatever, you know, whichever way you want to go.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. I'm going to throw in a couple more things. You said air people with incense, and I also say air is breath and breath is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I say air people go well with prayer. They
I love
talk
that.
Well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Air is, well, you know what it says, that the tongue is sharp like a sword, right? And
yes.
The sword sign in tarot is the air sign. And then earth, you're so right, herbs, foot track magic powders. I also add coin talismans because in the tarot,
mm-hmm.
the symbol for earth is a coin. And
mm-hmm.
I find that earth sign people like metal, you know, jewelry and things like that. Absolutely. And burning Florida water, many people are now listening who are brand new to this work, and they're going, why did he say Florida water for fire? And they,
mm-hmm.
right? And they don't know. Florida water is a brand name. It is not water. It is alcohol. And it is a cologne. It smells wonderful, but it also, if you throw a match on it, whoosh, you got something going on. Okay?
Your
you could float,
beautiful blue
you could,
flames.
Yeah, you can float Florida water on water or mix it into water and make a bath with it. It's kind of a halfway between a water and a fire, and that's why people sometimes call alcohol fire water. And so Florida water is definitely a way to cleanse the house. You can put it in water and have people just sprinkle on themselves as they come in, and then you're using the watery version of Florida water. But
yes.
I tell you, I've done some serious work with Florida water where I want to get rid of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in a little cast iron Dutch oven, and I pour
yes.
Florida water on them. I say, I'm giving you a nice bath, and then I throw in a match.
Oh, I love burning Florida water. It's actually one of my favorite ways of working with Florida water, first of all, one of the most fragrant, wonderful smelling flames ever. Really powerful cleanser as well. It also is great with working with the spirits of the dead if you're like Florida water. But an interesting kind of regional working with Florida water. People in Florida who use Florida water has a lot of connections to the Afro-Caribbean, use it as a water, use it as a perfume or cologne, right? They sprinkle it on herbs, they put it in baths. But the people who I knew that worked with Florida water in the hoodoo tradition from Georgia and North Carolina almost always used it as something that they lit on fire, not
mm-hmm.
as, because Hoyts was the cologne that you used, right,
mm-hmm.
for anointing, for cleansing, for whatever, right, for dressing things. Florida water they used to light stuff. So in Georgia and North Carolina in particular, I knew a lot of workers that if they were doing house cleansing, the last thing that they would do is they would pour a heat-proof bowl of Florida water, put it by the front door on the outside, and light that on fire. And the fire was meant to be the last kind of cleansing of the house to drive out anything, any spirit or whatnot that they've sent away, but Florida water would then keep away. And they would let that burn down. And that was the kind of see way that people did cleansing. You'd clean the house, and then you'd put that bowl on the outside front porch or front doorstep, and you would light it and watch it die out to ensure nothing came back. Very few people in Georgia and North Carolina used it as a wash. That was Hoyt's clone.
Right. Hoyt's is pretty expensive. Hoyt's will light on fire, too, but it's pretty expensive because it's a better quality.
Yeah.
In the chat room, Nagashiva said, use Photoshop to create a replication of your weekly check and change out the figure you're earning per week to a healthy raise and put it on your money altar. And I got to thank him for that. That's a great prosperity spell. And also, clean out your money cauldron and place two gold seeds, gold coins in there as seeds. Your money cauldron is something that a lot of people use. They'll get a bowl, a brass bowl, any kind of nice metal bowl. It should be metal because coins are metal. And you can line it. This is something I learned a long time ago. You line it with, and I learned this, by the way, from a guy from Georgia. He was in Columbus, Georgia. You take dollar bills and you put them in like a nest, you know, like a little nest for hens. And you have a little like a brass bowl, and you lay these dollar bills in, just sort of radiating and overlapping, so you've made a little nest. And then you put in your coins. Those are your it's a little nest, you see. And then on top of the nest, you put your lodestone, a big one. And that's like the hen sitting on the eggs in the nest. And he had one of those. And then what you do is every day you take out a little bit of that money, and you can spend it, or you can let it build up till you have quite a lot. And you can also give some to charity. Of course, that's how I was always taught, raised. You always give some money to charity because you'll get some money back. It'll be nice for you in the long run. But, the idea of your money, your coin, so that's what he's talking about, your money cauldron. I don't use a cauldron. I use a little brass bowl.
Yeah. And summer is a good time to ask for raises. So along with Nagashiva, what Nagashiva was saying, summer is a great time. But if you're working with someone, put some gravel root in your pocket and ask your boss for a raise.
That's right. Gravel root in your pocket and ask your boss for a raise. That is so true. All right.
And
well,
if I could add very quickly, with all of these great, wonderful blessings and things that we manifested, it's very important to protect. So put some mint in your shoe.
Yeah. All right. Always protect yourself. That is so true. All righty. Well, that was great, and we got a lot of spellcasting shared. Let's turn this over to Papa Newt, and he's going to bring in our first reading client.
The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, and this week's special guest, Comedos, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected. Those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you have a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will be selecting callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 757 in Virginia. This is Melody. Melody, are you there? Hello,
yes,
Melody.
I am.
There.
Oh, did
yes,
I hear
I
Melody?
Am.
Oh, there you are. Welcome to the show. I see this is your first time calling in, so welcome, and thank you for allowing us to help you on your situation here. Now, looking at your information, I see you have not had any readings with Ms. Kat or Conjurman Ali or any other readers, or you have gone to other readers on this situation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, T. Duncan, earlier in May. All right. Thank you. And you're right. I am in love with a man who fled away from me, and while we live in two different states, we had a working relationship that began to feel tempered with or strained due to finances, distance, maybe another woman. This man will assist me financially, but distant both physically and emotionally. What lies ahead between us? Turn it back to you, Ms. Kat.
All right. I'm going to ask a couple of questions since I've never read for you before. So, first of all, what is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Virgo.
A Virgo, okay. And what is the man's sign?
He's a Virgo as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting combination. Virgo is a sign that is not the most demonstrative. They tend to be a little on the shy side. You know, Virgo, they say, is a virgin. That doesn't mean you're going to stay a virgin or that you're not sexy, but it is a demure sign. And Virgos tend to do things by the rules, by the book, and they tend to do things in a very orderly way. I had an old astrology teacher back in the day named Gavin Arthur, and he said, Virgo is the little bookkeeper of the universe. And they really do keep everything neat. He also one time called them the clockmaker of the world. And so this is two Virgos together is not bad, but it does mean that it'll be hard for one of you to speak when the other one is silent because you'll both be a little bit distant. And, you know, there's an emotional distance. Now, the question, of course, is what's up with him and what's he doing? So let me throw some cards down, okay? But what I'm seeing, oh, I do have one other question. How long were you together?
A little over 6 years.
6 years. And did you live together?
At one point, yes, we did.
Okay. And how long have you been apart?
5 months now.
Oh, I see. So it's not too long. Now, you said that he fled from you. Did he? He's distant. But has he gone to get another job, or did he just move out?
Well, he moved out of the same state last year. And we were seeing each other monthly because he would come from the state that he lives in now to see me. And then January, it stopped. After a mild argument we had back-to-back in December and January, and then it just stopped.
I see. Now I understand. See, I have a clearer picture what I'm looking at. All right. So now I'm going to shuffle my cards, and I'm going to put down three cards. Okay? Well, card number one is a card that is called the High Priestess or the Wise Woman. And this is a gentle woman who is sitting between two pillars, a white pillar and a black pillar, or light and dark, marked with the letters for Boaz and Yachin, who were the, the grandparents of King David or whatever in the Bible. And this woman is identified as the Queen of Sheba or King Solomon's African wife. And she sits between these two pillars that represent the establishment and the strength of the kingdom. And she is clothed in very modestly in a white and blue watery gown. And she has different ornaments on her that represent different cultures. She has an Egyptian crown. She has a Christian cross. She has a Jewish scroll, and she has a Muslim crescent moon at her feet. And so this is a woman who is discreet, who is temperate, who is very wise. So this tells me that you are intelligent about this situation. You're not panicking. You have some thoughts, but you are a person who has, behind her, she has a brocaded screen, beautiful embroidery. You keep some secrets. In other words, you're not just flinging yourself all over this situation. And you are respected by him as a wise woman. You are a person who probably has some psychic abilities, and certainly in the practical realm, you're a person who other people will ask for advice. And this is a good card, and it's a card that shows me that if nothing else, he will want to stay your friend, but it's not a romantic card. It could be. I mean, she is the Queen of Sheba, and she was King Solomon's wife. But this is a woman in the aspect of wisdom and thoughtfulness, kindness, temperance, and so forth. The next card is a card that tells me there's a bit of a problem here. And this says to me that I'm not so sure that there's another woman, but I hate to scare people by saying, oh, my God, there's another woman. But let's just say this is a distinct possibility that there is somebody else there, because the card I have is called the Three of Swords. And the Three of Swords is a big heart with three swords. And I was always taught when I was young, this card is a card of sorrow and tears. But over the years, a lot of other readers have told me, you know, this card can mean three people involved. And it's true. It can. And doesn't always. But it means three things have gone wrong, and one thing may be another woman. Or health is another idea that it could be a health issue. But I'm seeing this card as telling me that this relationship has reached a low. And as far as coming back from that low, you're going to have to do some serious work, because it doesn't look too good. It says to me that this man may not be actively seeking to come back to a relationship with you. Now, you can try to fix it, but I'm not. These three cards I have here are that you've been very calm. You've been real good about it. But the third card is the Five of Cups, and this is a card of a man looking at spilled cups and crying. It could be a woman, could be a man. We don't really know. Across, there's a river, and across the river, there's a ruined castle. And it says you can't always put things back. You can't put the water back up the river. It goes under the bridge, and it's gone. And there are three spilled cups. That, again, indicates there may be another person involved here, because we have three spilled, two not spilled. And this is a person contemplating the path. So my three cards do not show me a way forward of reunion at this time. Now, you can work to try to make it. I never tell anybody to give up. But the question was, what lies ahead? And what I'm seeing is pain and then looking at it as a memory. I believe he has someone else. And I believe it may be someone from his past, because of the Five of Cups usually represents something from the past. So I wish I could say, oh, it's going to work out, but I don't see that. And it's hard when I get those kind of cards for someone who's never been read by me before, but that's the best I got here. And I'm going to turn this over to Ko and see what he has to say.
Right, Jimonsha. So let me see exactly what these cards have to say. I'm going to put down five cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, as I was shuffling, the very first card came up was called, and this is my deck of Meadows or whatever. This is a deck that I created. The card that comes up is the card of Seasons. And the card of Seasons speaks of change and that you need to welcome it. So whatever this change has been, this is literally the source, the source of where you pretty much need to go and what is to come. Changes are there, and you need to accept them, okay? So moving right along, I'm going to throw down the other four cards here. The first card that I have for you is, it's funny. The card is the Death card, but in my deck, it speaks of resistance to change. So, and it says that you cannot move on. So this says to me that although you need to change, that you're probably going to be a little bit resistant and a little bit stubborn to do so, okay? One thing about change that I want you to know, darling, is this. Change equals growth, and if you're growing, you are living. So just keep that in mind. Now, the next card that I pull is a card called Support. This card shows an older woman that is supporting you. And when I pull this card, there's a spirit that speaks to me that says you need to have someone that's going to help you with removing some of the emotional baggage, as well as just giving you some self-love, trying to build your confidence. And with moving forward in this experience and on this journey. The next card I pull is Résumé. Résumé is a French Creole term that speaks of inheritance and divine inheritance. So this speaks of your ancestors coming through to you and supporting you in this. So, again, you're going to need some strength. the last card that I pull, which is what I would call my result card, speaks of birth. It speaks of rebirth by fire. So to me, that says more than likely by the next fire sign that comes up, you're going to need to, whatever zodiac sign that is in the next year or within this year, will tell me that you will probably at that point have a rebirth, a start over, a fresh new start, a fresh new outlook on things. So that is exactly what I read in this. It just speaks of having strength. Don't be resistant to the change. Welcome it. Know that it's all working in your favor. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Move into this with complete confidence and faith, and you'll be just fine. All right, darling?
Okay, thank you.
The next fire sign, and thank you, Cole. The next fire sign that's up will be Leo. The calendar keeper in me says that. So the time of year when Leo comes on the scene would be around July 21st. Things will start to take a turn for the better. I also want to ask Ko a question. What was that French term? None of us got it. None of us could spell it.
Oh, I am so sorry. Is raisonner?
Spell it.
Which is almost like raisonnoir. In the islands, it's a different sound, but it just speaks of my ancestors, is what it says.
How do you spell it?
Raisin is R-A-I-S-I-N, and
mm-hmm.
moi is a second word, is M-W-E-N.
Okay, got it. Now we know. We try to keep these chat logs, you see, so people can look them up. But that's a Creole spelling of a French term, obviously. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we do want to learn from you because you have stuff to teach us. So I'm going to turn this over now to Conjurman Ali.
Thanks, Ms. Kat. Thanks, Ko Meadows. Those were great readings. I just wanted to say, you know, when you were describing the relationship in regards to not necessarily emotionally there or physically there, but financially could possibly something be there, that's actually not unusual for Virgos, right? So for one of the tricks with Virgos, signs that are the same can get on and be decent partners, right? A Taurus and a Taurus, an Aries and an Aries. But they're often really, really tricky because you have similar flaws. You have similar pitfalls, similar issues. And so getting those relationships off the ground can be a little bit of a problem. And in particular for Virgos, Virgos can be hesitant and getting that, getting them to dive in deep can be an issue. And that's the thing with Virgos and relationships a lot. But once a Virgo opens up, this is why they're often referred to as the virgin. It's not because, you know, that they're prudes or they're not good in relationships. It's that they need to feel a lot of trust for a person before they open up. In fact, Virgos can be very deeply passionate and loving and even kinky, right? So there's a whole other side to a Virgo. But a Virgo needs to be opened up, and that's why those relationships can be tricky. Now, Ms. Kat and Comenta have indicated that this Virgo is just not for you, this other person. And so you need to start doing work to kind of help yourself move on, to not fall into the pitfall of the Five of Cups, which is mourning something that is lost, but not recognizing an opportunity that may be already present or really close by because you're so fixated on the loss. So I'm going to give you some recommendations on how to move on. And so what I want you to do is get yourself some lavender, some violet leaves, some rose petal, and a pinch of rue and Queen Elizabeth root. And you're going to brew this into a tea, and you're going to bathe in this. You can soak. This doesn't have to be a bath where you wash down. You can actually pour the bath into the bathtub and soak a little bit in it. When you get up, though, you need to stand in the bath and wash yourself downward with your hands, taking whatever pain or urge you have on you and letting it pour out into the water. You're going to take that water and you're going to dispose of it at a crossroads, right? A little bit of the bath water, take it to the crossroads, make sure that you've air dried. You can repeat this bat as many times as you feel necessary, but you need to do it at least once. Okay? Once you have done that, what I want you to do is I want you to take a piece of paper, write down the qualities you are looking for in a partner, someone that you are interested in. It could have all the qualities that drew you to this current person without any of the baggage. Willing to financially help me out, but is also emotionally available, is honest, is willing to commit, etc. Make a meaningful list. I usually tell clients to write down their list of qualities and then sleep on it and the next day consolidate it. Okay? So once you've got that list, what I want you to do is take a violet leaf, beautiful violet leaf, if you can get a whole one, right? And I'm going, and I want you to mix it with some come to me incense and burn it to ash. You're going to pray as the incense burns that your lover comes to you wherever they are. You're going to take a pinch of the incense ashes with the violet leaf that was mixed in, put it in the center of your petition paper, fold up your petition paper nice and small, and place it in your right shoe so that every step you take will lead you one step closer to your lover wherever they are. This is a really good working for a Virgo, it's a good working for an earth sign, and it's to draw someone who's far and distant away and bring them into your life wherever they may be. Do this. If the petition paper falls apart, not a big deal. It will. You're stepping on it. Just repeat it. Do the same thing. Write the petition paper out. Put a pinch of the ash in there. Put it back in your shoe. And you keep that in your shoe until you find your partner, the person you realize that you've called to. That's what my recommendation is. It's a simple working, straightforward, but really useful for earth signs such as yourself looking for love. And let's see if the Co-Meadows and the cat have any additions or alterations they would like to provide.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, Co, can you add anything to that?
No, actually, I think the work is absolutely beautiful, and I also love the fact that it's right on time with the topic, you know, as far as cleansing and all those great, wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it is, I mean, as you're reading read, you know, this summer, things are going to turn over for you, you know, in the best of ways. And that is the most important thing to keep in mind. Don't doubt the reading. Don't fight against spirit. Go with the flow, as we said earlier. And trust and believe me, you'll be just fine. Do the work, and you'll come out on top.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to add one more thing, too. If you meet somebody that you become interested in, you can do well to light a little white candle. It could be a tea light or a little 4-inch candle. And just pray a prayer. Let this person show me all the love they have the next time we meet. And see what they'll reveal themselves. And that way you can sort through all the upcoming people faster. All righty. Good luck to you, sweetheart. All right, Papa Newt is going to take us around the corner one more time.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forest Hill, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, the Directory of Ethical and Authentic Conjure Practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Client is calling in from area 205 in Alabama. It's Brittany. Brittany, are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Show, Brittany. We can.
Hey. Hi.
And I see you're a first-time caller. Welcome to the show. And I see you have not had any readings with Miss Kat or Conjurman Ali or any other readers on this situation. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And she writes, "The man I've been with for 11 years has changed.
He called every three or four times, and his tone with me is very unfriendly. He has started seeing two women on the side, and the first of these ladies, whom I know does root work, has repeatedly gone after whatever man I am with. The last time he came over, I believe he brought something she put on him into my house because I started feeling strange. The bottoms of my feet were itching and burning. Marks appeared. Someone has stuck me, and my face was burning after the marks appeared. I feel as though I've been crossed, and I just want us to get back together, closer than before. Turn it back to you, Miss Kat.
Whoa. All right. Now I'm going to say a couple of things here. Thank you for describing that so well, Brittany. You know, we get a lot of calls from people who say, you know, I have a feeling I've been cursed or whatever, but you're actually showing what I would consider to be true symptoms of some sort of work and that you're very sensitive to this. So his tone is unfriendly, and he started seeing two women on the side. And the first of these ladies who does root work has repeatedly gone after every man you're with. First of all, I got to ask a question. This other lady, she's been jealous and envious and working against you now for a number of years. Is that what we're looking at?
Yes.
And I'm going to ask, do you all live in a small town? You can't get away from her?
Well, the thing of it was, I live down there, and me and him moved to another county. And then he went home one weekend to see his mom before she passed. And the next thing I knew, he came back, packed up his stuff, and moved out. But he comes up once every he comes up now once every month. And he used to call me every hour on a day. Now things changed.
I understand. So he went back home to pay a last visit to his mom, and then she did something, and now you got the bottoms of your feet are burning. I get that. All right. I understand. This is bad news. This is bad news. All right. I'm going to turn this reading over first to Ali, and then you'll have a reading from Co, and then I'll try to give you some root work advice. So, Ali, take it away.
Okay.
Yeah. You are already have pretty clear evidence that something has been done. So most of what we're doing is confirmation here and telling you what's going on. The very first card that I have is the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords shows us the divine hand reaching out of a cloud, holding a sword upon which a crown is resting. This is an indication. This card often means a declaration of war. It can be a sense of a battle that is to come. It also tells me very clearly that this other woman does feel entitled to what she's doing, that she's not doing this just from a place of because she can. There is justification there. We can't dismiss her as just pure evil. People have their own logic. It may be twisted and perverted logic. It may be doesn't fit with reality, but she has a logic there, a justification there. She feels entitled. She feels justified in what she is doing. And you aren't going to be in a struggle with this person. You can be victorious. You can be successful. You are going to need the aid of someone more powerful than yourself. Consider working with a professional on this matter. But you can be successful. Just know that it will come at great sacrifice. The Ace of Swords always says that you can be victorious, but it's going to come at a cost. Like the blade cuts both ways. And this leads us to the next card, which is the Five of Pentacles. The Five of Pentacles is exactly what you described. It's a man and a woman out in the cold. This is a relationship that has turned cold and hostile. The entire environment is turned against them. They're walking out in the snow and not even realizing that there is a warm welcome waiting for them in the cathedral behind them. The man is following the woman. He is tracking something, so you are right, and we can confirm that he did track something into your house. You felt the itching and the scratching. This person likely used some soap on their work. I'm getting a very strong sense that this person tracked in a spirit of the dead into your home. So you're going to have to do a thorough cleansing on yourself and your home because there is a spirit now there, and that spirit is malevolent and hostile and is there to do the work of this other root woman. So be aware of that this has been tracked into your house, and this spirit is now there. So you're going to have to clean every nook and cranny as well as your own body and self, because the spirit has been attached to you and tracked in vis-a-vis your lover. You're also going to do protection work, because if this man comes back, he'll just track it again. So you need to do some boundary work, something at your front door that will keep evil spirits at bay, so that when he enters into your home, he cannot bring anything with him. This is a confirmation of what you've already experienced and telling you it's more. There's a spirit of the dead involved. You need to do cleansing, you need to do protection work. Then we will have the final card, which is the Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords is a person who is stealing away five swords while looking back and leaving two behind. This is going to be an ongoing issue. The reason why they were able to work on this man is because there's something in this man that is inclined toward the deceit. Maybe it was laid dormant, maybe it was buried deep beneath, and you haven't seen it before, but he is inclined to it. She couldn't have grabbed onto him. She couldn't have sunk her claws into him unless there was something there that gave her purchase. And there is something in this man. Root work here will help you, and it will turn the tide in your favor. You can defeat this woman, but you need to know that that victory, it may be a Pyrrhic victory. It may actually end up, you may be successful, but it isn't going to be in the long run happy ending. You are happily ever after. This man has something within him that means that you may come across this situation again, that he may have other lovers in the future, that he may be deceitful again in the future, that he will not be honest with you again in the future. And that is a problem that you are going to have to deal with. You're going to have to ask yourself, is it worth it? At very least, protection, cleansing work. But if you decide to go after this man, know that you can be victorious. You can win with the right professional guidance. You can defeat this person and be successful. But in the end, it may not turn out the way that you wished that it or hoped that it would turn out. This man may end up not being worth it, given that there is something wrong deep within his spirit. That's what I see here. I'm going to turn this over to Co Meadows, who's going to give you your next reading.
Okay, so it's Brittany, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you. This past March, did things amplify in March for you guys?
Well, March, we was getting along perfectly.
Okay.
We was getting along perfectly.
The month of March comes up. I don't know what spirit is here with me right now that's speaking on this matter, but it brings up the month of March and how significant that is. When I pull my cards, the first card comes up is the Weasel. The Weasel shows literally that animal, which is an animal that is associated with being sneaky, betraying, and these things. This Weasel has an egg. In my family's traditions of conjure and root work, eggs can be very, very, very powerful and very, very, you can control a lot of people in a lot of situations with eggs. This Weasel is holding an egg. So to me, that says that you're going to have to do more than likely a very powerful egg cleansing. I have an idea of what could be done. The next card says, it's called the card of importance, but it's in reverse. This speaks of there's definitely been some very small issues that you're focusing on, but there's some larger ones that's going to come up. There's three more large events that are about to happen that you need to be aware of and you need to be preparing for. The next card is the card of balance. It's also in reverse. This card speaks of imbalance and chaos that is about to happen, more present and recent than far off in the future. The next card that comes up, and I am so sorry, dear Miss Brittany, but, you know, this is just how the reading goes. But the next card that comes up is the card that's called Without Hope. This says that you, you know, you have you tried things yourself already to remove and to cleanse and all of those things?
Yes.
Okay, because it shows that, but it shows that your jars, the tools that you're using are broken. you don't have a chance. So to get some help, some professional help somewhere with someone is going to definitely be your best hope. The revolt
okay,
so card. The revolt
one
card
of the
in my.
Is, okay. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speak. All right.
Well, one of
the
problems is finding somebody down here.
Well,
we're
going
to solve
right
that. We're
going to
solve that.
From you
we're
going to
solve
Muffin.
That problem for you. Don't worry
okay,
about that
okay.
problem.
Okay. Thank you.
But either way it goes, there are many workers across this world that you can find in rootsandrootworkers.org that can benefit you, regardless if they're down the street or 300 miles away. But the last card I have here is the card of your results, which says that you can, a lot like Conjurman Ali said, new beginnings. It's called the Fool card, so it shows you at a crossroads. It shows, you know, a new beginning there, so a new journey. So you have the ability there, and you have the possibility of getting this stuff off of you. But I agree with Conjurman 100%, Conjurman Ali, that you'll definitely need some help. But this is definitely a serious issue.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was laughing a little bit because I said, don't worry about finding help down there. I see from your area code and what you wrote that you live in the great state of Alabama.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm not going to ask you to call out the name of your city. We want to keep your privacy. Let me introduce you to Coe Meadows, the man who's just been talking to you, who lives in the great state of Alabama. All right?
Okay.
Well met.
All right.
Shake hands.
Okay.
You just may have found your root worker, honey, because he's right there in Alabama. Now, Alabama's a big state, I'm sure, but he's not in Mississippi. He's not in Tennessee. He's not in Detroit. He's in Alabama.
Okay.
All right.
Can
so,
I?
Well, you can hook up with him, and we'll tell you how. But let me see. Your area code is 205. Coe, do you know where the 205 area code is?
Yes, 205 starts with Birmingham and up. So,
And Coe, what area code are you in?
I used to be 205, but now I am 256. So I'm literally down the street.
Down the street. Okay, so you know where 256 area code is, Brittany?
No, but I can look it up.
You look it up. All right. I don't think the two of you live too far apart. I think that Coe may be the worker you need. All right. I'm going to say that, but I'm going to try to give you some help in the meantime. And I'll tell you why I think you need help. He said something. He didn't know. I got chills when he said it. The egg. He said, you're going to need an egg cleansing. I'm getting chills just saying it again. I can prescribe an egg cleansing over the radio. I can prescribe an egg cleansing over the phone. But you have never had an egg cleansing until someone has done an egg cleansing on your body with an egg. And that is what, I believe, Coe, you know how to do that work, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So I think we've had a good meeting here, but I'm going to give you some work to do in between. And now I only recommend him because he's just the best I know in that area of the country. All right? No two ways about it. I've met the man. I know the man. He's young. He's smart. He comes from a family of professional root workers, and he can fix you up. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you some first aid. All right?
Okay.
I think that here's the thing. You're asking to get back together with this man, and you're going to say, well, why didn't they help me get back together with the man? Well, we both have seen, and all three of us have seen, that there is some sort of a deceitfulness, and you got two layers of problems here. First of all, you've been rooted, crossed, messed up, and thrown for by this other lady. For whatever reason, this lady has been on your tail for many years and just, you know, for whatever reason, feels justified to harm you and harm your life. So that has to be broken off of you, number one. Number two, he's been done, and something's been done to him. And now after 11 years, all of a sudden he's unfriendly. That's unusual. I mean, you know, usually it's been unfriendly all along and there was a stressful relationship, but he just turned on a dime. So he needs some help too, but it needs to be done sneaky and on the down low and quiet, because he's not going to accept the fact that he's been worked on. So in the meantime, what I'd like you to do, and you've tried your own work, you've tried doing something yourself, and that didn't produce the results you were expecting. So I'm going to say,
no.
I'm going to put you into a holding pattern, I guess is what I'm going to call it. I'd like you to do some cleansing baths. You can get, just to make the simplest cleansing bath, you're just going to get a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit. Now, I'm talking a little bit. Now, don't overdo it. A little bit of red pepper. And a lot of people say, whoa, red pepper, that burns. Yes, just a little bit of red pepper and a little bit of ammonia. Ammonia is a cleaner. Don't make it so strong you're going to hurt your skin now. But I want you to take stir the salt in, just a pinch of red pepper and a pinch of ammonia. I mean, a little, half cap of ammonia. It's strong, but that is the strongest bath I know to take off a trouble that's been laid on you without sending off to some company for products. There are other ways to do it, but that one, some people call it the fire bath, because if you put in too much red pepper, it's pretty fiery. But that will clean and break off pretty much anything on you. Don't do it too many times.
Okay.
Three times would be enough. And then after that, just go to a more gentle bath, like Chinese wash in water, lemongrass in water, something of that nature. But I want you to hook up with Co-Meadows, because I think this is really a opportunity for you, and this is one of those meant-to-be calls. That's all I have to say, really, because I don't think I'm going to prescribe your next stuff, okay? So let's do some add-on. And the other thing you can do, just a little bit, some people will put a little bit around their house of Jinx Killer powder. You'd have to buy. Jinx Killer is laid down, and I believe it's been tracked all over your place because he tracked it in. So get some Jinx Killer powder and just lay it down on the ground, work it into the ground around your house. All right.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else to add?
I would just add, especially, and I know that, Ms. Kat, you mentioned the bath and all, and, it may not be to the magnitude of what she needs, but I feel what you gave was wonderful, because you get the ball rolling. You get the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
and it's moving. So you
mm-hmm.
always need more ashe, no matter where it starts, and that's a beautiful working. Just remember to take some of that bath water whenever you're done. Take it either to a river or a
mm-hmm.
four-way stop and pour it out. You just don't want to take the bath and just leave it and let it run down. You need to get this out of your house, and you need to take it there. And I will almost go as far as saying this. Take that water to a graveyard. Leave 3 pennies at the gate, okay? Take the water to
uh-huh.
the graveyard, and you want to leave it there. Whenever you go back home, you need to go make sure that you drive over a bridge, running water, or some misdirection back to your house so no spirit may follow you back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they say. Don't come back the way you went. Drive over water to leave that spirit. And
okay, can I ask you, Forrestra, can I
hmm?
Take it to another county? Because that's
yes,
the only way
I'm going to
get
across a
breeze.
Absolutely.
Sweetie,
yeah.
You can go to Jerusalem.
Yeah. And drive back over water, drive back crooked, and contact Co Meadows. And you can find him at AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, and Papa Newt will put the address, the URL, in the chat room. All right, coming up next is our fabulous announcer from outer space.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hooter Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ollie, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Candela's Corner with Candela Convisa, Michael Carell, and Lady A, Mondays 5 to 7, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6, In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7, On Sacred Ground with Kai Armand and Paige the Fear You, Wednesdays 3 to 4:30, Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Dania, Wednesdays 6 to 7. The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30. The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, Fridays 6 to 7, and Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7. All times Pacific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Courier Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
And now it's time for our free spell segment with Toe Meadows of ToeMeadows.com in Auburn, Alabama. Take it away, Toe Meadows.
Okay, so for the free spell, I'm going to run through this quickly because I know we're on a time crunch and I can get pretty mouthy. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to need these items. You'll need salt, you'll need pepper, you'll need whole allspice berries, mint, angelica root, nutmeg, dirt from your home, a road opening candle or an orange candle, lemon, a mason jar, items to create a doll baby. I suggest a sock, a pantyhose, and then you need some honey. You need 4 nights before the dark of the moon, okay? Those are all the items that you need. From there, what you want to do is create a circle of salt and pepper. In that circle, you are going to make a you're going to make a crossroads with the dirt from your home, okay? So once you've made your crossroads from with the dirt from your home, you're going to place the doll baby in the center of the crossroads. So from there, you are going to take the lemon juice and you're going to squeeze it over the doll baby. And you're going to squeeze it for 4 nights leading up to the dark of the moon. Now, one thing that I didn't say, but you want to put inside that doll baby a lodestone, and I think I actually forgot to say that. So you actually want to make sure that you do have a lodestone as well. You want to put a lodestone in the doll baby. So you do that for 4 nights. That is representing the four directions, north, south, east, and west. So once that is done, you are going to then take that doll baby on the dark of the moon and stick it in the jar with all the contents. So that's the dirt and everything. Then you're going to add the honey, the allspice berries, the nutmeg, the angelica root, and all the other herbs that you wish to be prosperous. Now, this work is for success and money. So that's why we're using those herbs. So once you put all of that in the jar, you seal it up on the dark of the moon, and you are going to burn a your road opening candle on top of that jar. You let it burn all the way down. You can do it that night. You can do it over the course of 9 days, whatever the situation may be. But you burn it all the way down. Once you have burned it all the way down, you want to take that jar and you want to bury it in your garden or in a potted plant if you don't have the garden. And you let it sit there, and as your garden grows, so will your prosperity and your abundance on whatever that is. Now, in the spring, you will take that jar out of the garden or out of that pot. You are going to break it, and you are going to throw Florida water on it and burn all those contents. Because after a couple of 6 or 7 months, you're going to be pulling some things onto you and you're going to want to start all over. So you break the jar open and you throw Florida water on top of it and you burn it. You retrieve the lodestone, you charge it, and you do it again the next summer. And this is a working that you want to do for yourself, not a working that you want to do for someone else, but this is for yourself and to bring in your own prosperity. And I would like to announce with this working, you'll be able to find it if you're not currently a friend or have liked the air page on Facebook. This working will be there where you can see a whole flyer on it. It'll have the ingredients and the steps and all that you need to take.
Wonderful. Oh, that's so good of you. Now, you're going to post the entire thing you said at the air Facebook page. Is that what I heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. All right.
And if you have another place you want me to post it, I can post it there too.
No, that's fantastic. It is. You gave a copy to Nagashiva, and he put it in the chat log, so it is in the chat log. And so anybody who wants to hear this show and wants to get to the chat log, they know how to do it. Go to the Lucky Mojo forum, find the date, which is, the 18th of June, 2017, and the chat log will be posted, and the recipe and everything will be right in there too.
That's
okay.
Fantastic,
now,
having an actual physical copy like that.
Yeah, and there's a graphic version of it, too. And Papa Newt said he's going to be sharing it on his page. So there we go. All right. And he says it's pretty, and we can post it after the Lucky Mojo page. That sounds good. Yeah, we'll do that. Let's post it. If it's pretty, we'll post it. All right, so that's a beautiful working. Now, one thing I'm going to mention about this, people often don't know about using a doll of yourself. And this is an unusual idea because a lot of people think, dolls are used to hurt people and harm people and tie them up and force them to love you and kill them and this and that and the other and voodoo doll that and voodoo doll that. But going back many, many years, we have had a number of people who've come to us with these doll spells in which you make a doll of yourself. Mm. And I'm going to say that there's a relationship between this and a jack ball. And a jack ball is not a doll. It's like a little wound-up ball, usually may wind up with string or yarn, and it has something of yourself in it, too. And in this case, there's a lodestone at the center to attract things to you, and you make the doll out of a sock, one of your socks. In other words, you're not going to be going down to the Target or the Walmart or the Kmart or the whatever mart and buying a sock. You're using one of your own socks to make your own doll. Is that right, Co?
That is correct, and in that sock you can, of course, place hair, you can stuff it with Spanish moss or whatever the situation may be, but that's exactly right. And the reason you use a sock, because, again, we are road opening. You are taking steps towards your blessings, so that's why you use your sock.
That's fantastic. And I really love that kind of work because it's the kind of thing that, to me, is very intuitive, but you know it's got power behind it, got real power. All right, well, thank you very much for that.
Yes,
now, here is our absolute end music, and as we all waltz into the future slowly with the Memphis Jug Band, we take a deep breath in the 101 degree heat, and we say, Papa Newt, where it's only 80 degrees, can you come in and give us our closing announcements, and then we'll all come back and say goodbye.
Certainly. Thank you, Kat and Conjurman Ali, and thank you, Co Meadows of CoMeadows.com in Auburn, Alabama, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Woodworkers will be Debbie Springs of QueenOfPentacles.com in Ontario, Canada, bringing us the topic, Incorporating Hindu Deities in Conjure. Once again, we come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at theconjurman.com, Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from PapaNewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rubric Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to join us once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Papa Newt. Now I just have to say a little quickie on Debbie Spring on incorporating Hindu deities into Conjure. And there's some people going, what the heck? But I'm going to tell you, that is not a novel idea. She did not create that idea. And that idea goes way, 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 way back. They used to sell statues of the goddess Kali in hoodoo shops before I was born. I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. So check it out, because she's got some interesting things to say. And Queen of Pentacles is her trade name, Queen of Pentacles Conjure. She's a good lady. All right, Co. It was lovely to have you here. We want you back as soon as possible with lots more fabulosities. How about it? You going to come back again?
Much. It was wonderful, and within 3 minutes, you guys will have the entire spell, the graphics, all on the air page on Facebook. So to go check it out if you want to.
Okay. All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.